Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast, Season 3, Episode 19. You can find this podcast on various platforms, including YouTube at Inspirations by God Ministry. Please download, like, subscribe, and share it with someone else. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture. Coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for another day. I thank you for another week, Father God, that you have kept us, Father God. Another week that you have extended your grace. You have extended your mercy unto us, Father God. You have extended your favor unto us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You have extended your faithfulness towards us, Father God. You have extended your patience toward us, Father God. You have extended your miracles towards us, Father God. You have extended your blessings towards us, Father God. And for that, I just want to say thank you, Lord. I want to say thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for how you have moved on our behalf, oh God. Thank you for how you have made ways out of no way for each and every last one of us, Father God. And in the name of Jesus, Father God, you have done things for us that we cannot make happen for ourselves, Father God. So for that, I just want to say thank you, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for your goodness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you for your unconditional love, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I want to thank you for your hand being upon our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I want to thank you for your safety, oh God, for your protection, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Father God, that I'm no longer in sin, Father God, but thank you that I am now a part of the body of Christ, oh God. Lord God, I don't take it lightly, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you help us to become committed, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to become committed to doing the work that is necessary, Father God, for our own spiritual well-being, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, Father God, to be committed, Father God, to doing the work that is necessary for our own physical well-being, Father God, for our own emotional well-being, Father God, for our own mental well-being, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us, Father God, to be able to develop, Father God, into the best version of ourselves, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Help us to be able to be consistent, Father God, with doing the work, Father God. Help us to be dedicated to doing the work, Father God. Know the work may not be easy, Father God. It's not always easy to overcome things, Father God. It's not always easy to overcome bad habits, Father God, or overcome always having negative thoughts, Father God. It's not always easy to overcome those things, but we become consistent at not doing those things, and we become more committed to not wanting to do those things, Father God. It will become easier, Father God. So I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, as you see us trying, Father God, to become the best version of ourselves, Father God, whatever that may be, Father God, whatever that may look like, Father God, allow it to be, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in alignment, Father God, with your will for our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Help us to stay consistent, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to keep our focus on you, Father God. We're living in a day and time, Father God, where we have so many distractions, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And if, Father God, for me personally, Father God, I become distracted easily, Father God. So I pray for everyone, Father God, especially for those of us who are maybe procrastinators, those of us who are easily distracted, Father God, that you will help us, Father God, to stay more focused, Father God, to keep our focus on you, to keep our focus on your written promises, Father God, to keep our focus, Father God, on whatever we need to do, Father God, for the betterment of our own self, for the betterment of our family, Father God, for the betterment betterment of our community, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help us to shift our focus, Father God, from the negativity, Father God, and shift it to the positivity, Father God. Help us to shift it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, from having a mindset of lack, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to having a mindset of abundance, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray, Father God, that you will shift us, oh God. I pray that you will shift us, Father God, into the people that you have called and have ordained for us to be, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you may allow us to, Father God, to prosper, Father God, in every aspect of our lives, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to prosper, Father God, physically. Help us to prosper emotionally, mentally, Father God, financially. But more importantly, help us to prosper, Father God, spiritually, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to take things away from your word. Help us not to add things to your word, but help us, Father God, to read your word, Father God, with a holy understanding. Allow us to have the correct understanding of your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Allow us not to understand it because maybe we're in sin and we want the word of God to be able to oblige us in our sin or whatever it is that we're doing. We cannot do those things at the end of the day, Father God. We all have to give an account unto thee. We all have to stand before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And I know that there's some people who don't believe that, Lord God. Some people don't believe Jesus is the only way to heaven. Some people don't believe that Jesus is the only way to you, Father God. But Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus for every unbeliever, Father God, whether they may be an atheist, Father God, whether they may be agnostic person, Father God, or maybe they just don't know, Father God. Maybe someone is searching for a higher power. Maybe someone is trying to search for the truth, Father God, but they're searching in all the wrong places, Father God. I pray that you will lead and guide and direct each person, Father God, to your holy word. I pray for those, Father God, who want to go to church but don't know which church to go to. I pray that you will guide that person to the right church for their spiritual needs, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for those who are in churches, Father God, and they are just being complacent, Father God. They're not growing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, but they will not leave, Father God, because they feel like they are turning their backs on you, Father God, if they pray and ask you to send them somewhere else. Father God, help us to get out of that mindset, Father God, that we have to stay in one church for the rest of our lives, Father God. Father God, I pray, Father God, that you will lead, direct, and guide us, Father God, to be in the church that you know that we need to be in for our own spiritual understanding, for our own spiritual growth, Father God. In the name of Jesus, and help us not to be afraid to shift. Help us not to be afraid to move, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I just come and ask you, Father God, that you will shift us higher, Father God. Shift us, Father God, to a new dimension, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray that you will shift us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, from doing wrong to doing right, Father God. I pray that you will shift us, Father God, from maybe we're being a procrastinator or maybe we're just being lazy, Father God, and that you will shift us to having a drive, Father God, that you will shift us to having a motivation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will shift us to have a determination, Father God, to do better, Father God. I pray for those who have businesses, oh God. I pray for every entrepreneur. I pray for those, Father God, whose businesses, Father God, are suffering, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every small business right now, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every, Father God, brick and mortar business. I pray for every online business, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray for every business that may be in a flea market, Father God. Somebody may be selling stuff, Father God, out their basement, Father God, out of their garage, Father God, on the corner, Father God. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will, Father God, allow us each to have clientele for for our situation, Father God. Help us not to get distracted by what someone else is doing, but help us to stay focused on what you have called us to do, Father God. And help us to do it the way that you have chosen for us to do it, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I just pray that you will shift us, Father God. Shift us, Father God, higher. Shift our mindsets, Father God. Shift our thoughts, Father God. In the name of Jesus, shift our hearts, Father God, to be more connected to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I just pray that you will shift everyone right now, Father God. Shift us, Father God, to be more committed. Shift us, Father God, to become more consistent, Father God. Shift us on today. I pray for a spiritual shift, oh God. I pray for a physical shift, Father God. I pray for an emotional shift, Father God. I pray for a mental shift, Father God. I pray for a financial shift, Father God. I pray that you will just shift us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, into more of your bosom. Shift us into more of your goodness. Shift us into more of your grace. Shift us into more of your mercy. Shift us into more of your love. Shift us into more of your understanding, Father God. Shift us into more of your knowledge. Shift us into more of your wisdom. Shift us into more of your understanding, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray, Father God, that you would just shift, oh God, even right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. As I'm saying this prayer, Father God, I pray that you will shift, Father God, every person, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Maybe somebody's, Father God, it is in a hospital, in an emergency room, Father God. Maybe someone is about to die. I pray that you will shift them from death's door, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Maybe someone is about to have a heart attack or a stroke. I pray that you will shift them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, maybe someone is about to have an aneurysm, Father God, to erupt. I pray that you will shift them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray for those, Father God, who may be about to be overcome by cancer, Father God. I pray that you will shift them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Shift them into your healing, oh God. Shift us into your healing power. Shift us into your delivering power, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I just pray for your shift, oh God. Shift us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Shift us like only you can, Father God. Shift us, Father God, and shake us again, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Shift us, Father God, even right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. That we will want to do your will. That we will want to stand on your promises, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Because we know your promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, I just come to see you, Father God, and say thank you. I come to say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the shift, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for my personal shift, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for how you're shifting me, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to have a closer walk with thee, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for how you're shifting me to draw closer to thee, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you for how you're shifting me to be in your word more, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you for how you're shifting my prayer life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And you're strengthening my prayer life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And whatever someone else may need from you, someone else may need a different type of shift. They may need you to shift them from alcohol. They may need you to shift them from drugs. They may need you to shift them from sin, a lifestyle of sin, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will shift them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, shift us into a holy walk with thee. Shift us into righteousness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And Lord, I thank you, Lord God. Lord, I praise you, Lord God. Lord, I honor you, Lord God. There's nobody like you, Father God. So Lord, I just want to say thank you for the shift. I thank you for the shift, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the shift, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I bless your holy name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray you. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you and God bless you. May heaven smile upon you is my prayer. God bless you, and I pray that this prayer was a blessing to you and upon your life. God bless you.